The recording is a public record subject to disclosure. By continuing to be in the meeting, you're consenting to being recorded and consenting to this record being released to public record requesters who may see your home and your family members in the recording. Participants need to be mindful of what is within view of the webcam and within range of a microphone. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Mary. I will call us to order for the August 13th, 2025 City County Schools Collaborative Committee. We do not do a roll call, but the staff will recognize a quorum based on the committee members present with their names showing in Zoom. I do have a question though for staff because I am not able to rename myself as the script indicates, I don't think. So if you wouldn't mind putting my full name in there, that might be helpful if you
Sure.
if you're able
And
to.
I'll also see if I can figure out how to allow you to do it yourself, but I will do it too.
Okay, thank you. And just we have some new committee members here, so we'll, if there's no objection, do some introductions. Where everyone will get a chance to identify themselves. But before I get going any further, is there anybody registered for public comment or anybody on this call or Zoom who's not pictured?
No, there should not be.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Well, then if there's no objection, we'll go ahead and just do some kind of quick introductions. I'm Heidi Wegleitner. I'm on the Dane County Board. I've served on this committee, I think, since 2018 and co-chair it with Michelle Nichols. And I've served and represented District 2, which is sort of the near northeast side of Madison. That includes some Madison schools really close. I live really close to East High. There's also Lapham Elementary and Emerson Elementary in my district. And then I'll just pass it over to Nichelle. And if just to clear, confirm, and if anybody objects to this, please let us know, because I know we have some new members, but we've sort of on this committee, the culture in the last term or so has been to dispense with kind of formal titles and use first name basis, just because we all, it can be a little cumbersome to keep track of all the different titles from all the different bodies and stuff. So anyway. Nichelle.
Thanks, Heidi. Hey, everyone. Nichelle Nichols on the Madison School Board, currently serving as president. I've been on this committee since I got elected in my first term in 2022, and then had been a staff designee to this committee previously when I worked in the district. And so had spent about 6 years on the committee in a staff role prior to being elected. So I'm happy to see you all and good to see y'all.
Thanks. I guess I'll just call on people if that's easier. Joanne.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joanne Pritchett, a retired and rewired person.
Thanks for being here, Joanne. Sabrina.
Hey, y'all. I am Sabrina Madison, serve as alder for District 17. I'm in my second term. I got appointed to this committee for, you know, this term that began in April 2025. I'm not retired, so I'm still doing all of the things. I'm looking forward to retirement though, in, you know, 20, 30 years or so. So I'm sleepy, but I've had a long day. I'm just out of the gym. So I'll perk up, you know, a little bit of drinking some water eventually. So yeah.
Great. Glad you're here. Brenda.
Thanks, Heidi. My name is Brenda Yang, and I'm a Dane County Board Supervisor for District 19. Before I continue, Nichelle, love the hair. Anyways, I just haven't seen Nichelle for a while. So, but anyways, I serve on the Personnel and Finance Committee, and then I also am the chair for UW Extension Committee. And I am also very tired right now. I had a very long night yesterday. We had a town hall meeting for the Hmong community about all the ICE deportations. So I'm sitting with that pretty heavy today. And I also need to jump off at 6:30. So thank you.
Appreciate that heads up. Thanks for being here, Brenda. Linda.
Hi, everybody. I suppose it's a day for all of us to be tired. Mine is due to budget. So I'll be tired now, and Sabrina will be tired in November, October. Linda Vacunta, one of the deputy mayors for the city. I was appointed to this committee by the mayor in 2019, and I've been on here ever since. Also, yes, for hair, Nichelle, yes. Thank you.
Thanks. And welcome to Martha.
Hi, I'm Martha Sravo, newest board member to the Madison Metropolitan School District. I recognize a couple faces on here. Joanne, the one I saw recently. What did you want me to add in there?
Oh, just anything. You're newly elected to the school board. Anything that you want us to know about you, or not? You can keep it brief if you want.
I guess what brought me to the board is the work I do with Manta Mamas and Disability Advocates, which is a local parent group that helps support parents with special education in and outside of Madison. And I support adaptive dancing, and I have a lot of things that I have to do for fun because of all the things that are very stressful in my life. So I have many sides.
I hear that. Well, thanks, Martha. And then we have our staff, Mary.
Good evening, everybody. Excuse me. Good evening. I'm Mary O'Donnell. I work in the City of Madison Community Development Division, and I've been serving as staff for this committee since the committee had staff. I think it's been 12 or 13 years or so, and I've been with the city for 31 years, and will be retiring in mid-December. I will pass it off to Tarek.
Hey folks, Tarek Sahaf, he, him, and I am also staffed in this committee for also a little bit of time and working in the Department of Civil Rights, working on racial equity issues.
Thanks, Tarek. All right. So our next item here is approval of minutes from the July 9th, 2025 meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes? I see Linda moves, Nichelle seconds. Any discussion on the minutes? Sabrina?
I'm just going to recuse myself from voting on the minutes because I don't believe I was able to attend that last meeting.
Okay. It will be noted. Any objection to unanimous approval of the minutes, noting that Sabrina is abstaining? Seeing no objection, the motion carries. And then we'll move on to... I think this is where we do disclosures and recusals. I've got way too many tabs open right about now. Sorry. Where am I? Okay. Yes. This is where any members of the body would make required disclosures or recusals under the city's ethics code. We don't really have much. We have one letter related to dissolution on our agenda tonight, so I don't expect there's anybody that may disclose or recuse on that, but if so, now's the time to do it. Not seeing any hands. All right. So On the, and we don't have any public comment, is my understanding, right? So on to
Correct.
this. Okay, thank you. And I guess I apologize that it is kind of an awkward or weird conversation to have if it's your first meeting in this committee. And I can tell you that, to be honest, and as it might be reflected in the draft of the letter, one of my first committee meetings, we had a very similar conversation about maybe my third meeting into serving on this committee, which is kind of an indicator of sort of some of the perennial challenges around this committee kind of gaining steam. So some of you were here last time, and we had a discussion about sort of the history and the background of this committee, and some of the, multiple discussions we've had over the last year about the future and the purpose of the committee. And so in trying to figure out how to kind of move this conversation forward, co-chair Michelle and I, and in consultation with staff, thought maybe the best thing to do was to propose, draft a letter that sort of detailed some of the history of the committee, the activities of the committee over the last several years, some of the challenges that the committee faces because of the constant churn in membership, the different bodies that are represented, but with no official real budget or designated statutory authority or other authority and ordinance. I'm sorry, I think my child's trying to get in the house. I let him in. Also knowing that, there's always been a recognized a lot of potential for this committee. So we haven't received referrals. We haven't we've taken sort of dives into different topics, but it's been hard to sort of or we have not actually implemented really any initiatives together. That has been where I think things have fallen short, and we haven't been able to actually actualize any much, I guess, in the way of new initiatives. So anyway, we sort of explored over and had some conversations over the last year with the mayor's office, superintendent, and I had reached out to the county executive as well about if we should consider sort of modifying the scope of the committee and sort of the maybe narrowing the focus and maybe reducing the number of meetings per year as a way to conserve sort of capacity for staff and all of us who are very busy people. But it didn't seem like there was a lot of motivation to move in that direction either from the committee members here or anybody that we spoke with. So we did survey electeds, as the draft letter mentions, back in 2019, and I think got a lot of responses that just sort of generally affirm many of the mixed feelings about this committee here. But anyway, we thought it would be helpful to bring something tangible to this group that was that we could take action on or not, depending on what the group wants to do to move this conversation forward. And the idea of the letter is that we would be sending this to the council, to the mayor, to the superintendent, to the county board. I threw the youth commission in there just because I thought, we haven't engaged much with them, but we have some shared, obviously, like interests. And sort of say, listen, we would recommend dissolving this. If you don't think that's a good idea, like maybe let us know what you think we should do or how we should do it, and refer us some items to work on. So that's the idea behind it. And Sabrina, yeah.
I guess I just have one quick question. Did anybody from Common Council office staff come to have a conversation with this committee about like the combination of certain like various committees and kind of cutting things down. I'm just curious if that happened here as well.
We didn't have anyone from Common Council staff, but Tag Evers, who was on the committee under the prior term, raised the issue, and brought up sort of kind of the recommendations or the discussions that have happened since the Task Force on Government Structure, and how some, the city was sort of looking to consolidate some committees and understanding that there's a lot of committees and
Yeah. The
they
reason.
cost resources. So nobody officially from
Yeah.
Common Council staff, but that was kind of communicated through the alders and to an extent, I think from Linda and the mayor's office as well.
Well, I do have a follow-up thought, but I see your hand is up, Mary.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that the resolution that did dissolve some other committees mentioned this committee as one to explore, potential di dissolving, the potential of dissolving it, along with a couple other committees.
Yeah.
There was no specific direction in it other than mentioning that, and that was something that TAG had added to that resolution.
Gotcha. I guess the reason I asked because when on Common Council Executive Committee, well, maybe my first term, and then I kept up with it, or I'm sorry, first year, and I kept up with it second year on it freaking again. But like, at least when I'm looking at all of the BCCs, I do see that there is, I don't see why we wouldn't dissolve this, I guess, but I'm also having it just when I looked at this committee and I thought about like, okay, what are some of the things they might have worked on or what's preventing them from working on things? It kind of, I won't name the committee, but it kind of is similar to another committee where there is challenges with quorum, there's challenges with the actual charge of the committee or commission or board. And I don't see this committee as being necessary to still move certain things forward. Like there are things that I'm working on that are absolutely youth related where I've not had any challenges to like they've been fine. They've been moving fine without this committee. And I will actually personally, I will be nervous referring it here. I was going to refer something here. I knew that alders would challenge it coming here. So staff was able to work on my thing quickly because, they didn't believe one of the alders brought up that this committee has to have some challenges. But my concern would be, would my thing get held up because this committee might have challenges with quorum, for example. Not that, you all haven't done great work over the years, but that will be a concern. So I just, at least personally, I don't see something that's drawing me or motivating me to sort of like say we should keep it because it seems like we're moving some things, both probably. I don't know much about the county, but I do see things moving along in the schools, for example, as well as in the city without this committee being like, oh my God, it needs to get there, for example. So that's just my generic two cents. I could be absolutely wrong, but looking at and working on the BCC restructuring, those are my initial thoughts. So,
Thank you for that, Sabrina. That's the first I've ever heard that somebody wanted to refer something here and was discouraged from doing it, which is kind of disheartening, but I understand why, and that's certainly a factor that I've thought about in terms of referrals as well. We don't have the same, the chair makes all the referrals of county resolutions. Not any supervisor can make them, but necessarily, but anyway, so appreciate that perspective.
I do. What I should have also said is, I also was able to have all the conversations I needed to have with county folks and school folks separate from having to come to this committee. So even though, we could have had the discussion here, it didn't prevent me from still reaching certain people, in the schools, of course, the city and the county. So.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. Martha.
I actually think Tariq was before me.
Oh, Tarek, do you want to weigh in?
I can wait for Martha to go ahead.
And I mispronounced his name, so I'm sorry about that. I guess the only thing I wanted to add, like, this is me just like, I've obviously not seen all of what this committee has been doing over the years. I was curious to see what it could be. Because there is crossover. You know, we get elders that have come to our school board meetings. I've had a discussion with an alder about staff parking and things like that. I guess I don't know the possibilities of what this group could do, or if that's the whole problem. Is this if it needs like a charge that's up to date, or you know, what sets it apart from other places? You know, it makes it unique and fruitful in nature. So, without having a lot of background experience on exactly what's happened here with Nichelle, I'm sure we can talk about that at a different time. I don't know what's going to happen here today, but I don't know. I was kind of hopeful to see this go on. I mean, with the referendum that was all across the entire city, everyone's always interconnected. So, I'm just curious to see what everyone. I'm just learning a lot here and seeing what everyone has to say.
Thanks, Martha. And I think it's fair to say the charge is incredibly broad, you know, and at the same time, so there's not a lot of limits, but there's also not much direction. So if we're not getting direction or, you know, specific items referred, that puts a lot on the committee itself, the leadership, or you know, and staff to sort of figure out, okay, what is it that we do, you know, unless we try to redefine that charge and have a, you know, a plan for that. But then we also would need to go back to all of our respective bodies to implement it through there as well, you know, because we don't have any of our own sort of independent, you know, authority as a body. So yeah, Tarek.
Yeah, Elder Madison, I actually just wanted to ask you a follow-up. So we hadn't talked about the committee, but my sense had been that there was a point where you wanted to continue with it. And so hearing your thoughts tonight sounded like a shift. And I was curious if that is accurate, if it is a shift, could you describe a little bit more about how you came to change your mind? Because I think that would be helpful to
I
hear.
think
Because I think most people come in kind of with the thought of wanting to keep the committee if you're there.
she had to step
Do
away
you,
for a
yeah.
second.
He's on a call.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we'll
Okay.
give you the chance to ask that question when she's back, Tarek. Thanks. And did you have something to add?
I just wanted to say my internet is wonky. That's why I keep going on and off screen, but I'm here for quorum's sake, I suppose.
Okay,
Yeah.
thanks.
All right, I'm back. Sorry, y'all. I had to take a quick call. Okay, I'm sorry. I heard half of the question because I was like trying to end something.
So my question to you was, I'm not sure I got this right, but my thought was that there was a point at which you were not for like dissolving the committee. And so if that's true, I'd love to, if you could share a little bit about your thought process about like how did that shift? Because most people, I think, come into the committee wanting to keep it and preserve it. And so hearing your shift, I think it might be helpful too to understand a little bit more rationale and background.
Sure. So I can't remember the discussions because my caffeine has waned by this point. But I think where I look at things in the beginning, if I'm thinking about something, how it could benefit, I think about like the success of something a thing is worked on, something that be moving, some examples. So I don't know, something that just has some energy that might be helpful. And working on combining the or you know, eliminating, combining, and moving around some BCCs. My first year on CCEC, I got to sort of like hear about a lot of boards, committees, and commissions, what they were working on, what's been accomplished. I also, of course, got to hear about some of the ones in the city that had challenges in quorum, for example. And then looking at the things that at least I've worked on that relate to young people in my district, especially around homelessness, young people living in motels. The thing that I just worked on around Black youth and editing our the RFP that just came out, and like all the things that I had. I think I've met with people from the city, from the county, from the mayor's internal violence prevention meeting, from a county's, I think, what was it, the Intercept meeting you all had maybe a month or two ago, going to that thing. I've had a good number of meetings and discussions, and this committee did not become sort of like this thing that I had to bring all of that work to. I'm very, for me, this is a personal thing, is, nothing with anybody else. I need to know that something is going to work efficiently in the process of me getting something done. And if there's any sort of like thought that this would slow things up, it's not going to be effective, it becomes sort of like a barrier to the thing that I'm working to resolve. So that's how I think about this committee to a degree. Not that it will create a barrier, but there's a potential for a barrier, and the barrier to moving forward might be simply quorum, for example. We've had meetings, I forget, I think it was something CDD related around older adult funding. And I just remember like not being able to move forward on something because that committee didn't have quorum. And it becomes like a challenge, and getting the work done. And then I just think about the other thing too. Again, this is all my individual take on it. I've been able to accomplish, for example, getting those RFP edits inserted into the one that just went live. All the things where this could have potentially come to this committee, I have not had to. I just pick up the phone. You know what I mean? Like, pick up the phone and schedule a meeting with folks. And yeah, that might have most. I might have to have like 10 meetings versus coming to this one committee. But my 10 meetings that I've scheduled, I know they're happening. I don't have any issues, and I don't have to deal with like 10 or 15 people who could potentially, you all are only going to be able to tell me what your, from your lens, from your vantage point or whatever, your thoughts or whatever. When I go into the meetings for those people that I'm having the conversations about the thing that I'm working on, they're normally sort of like, it's a broader, I don't know, it's a broader sort of like outcome for me. I don't, again, this is nothing about this committee per se. It's more so I've just learned since I got on council that this committee was not, it was not necessarily relevant to move things forward and to have the discussions that could happen here. I didn't need to come to this committee to have those discussions, if that makes sense. And I'll be frank, like, I can't point to this committee and talk about successes or what's happened. Again, I don't know enough about the committee itself to go over all of its successes, but every conversation that I've had in the community and with other electeds, this becomes, it's always from a challenging standpoint. I rarely, if ever, someone was like, "Hey, Sabrina, make sure you take it to this committee," for example. Even an issue like, for example, I want to know why isn't this committee, why didn't y'all take up what was happening at Goodman Pool before we got here? You know what I mean? Like, why hasn't that come up? These are kids using Goodman Pool. You know what I'm saying? Like, so my take on it is like, it's nothing about the individuals on the committee. It's more so the committee hasn't been relevant in my ability to get certain things done. And having been part of all those freaking discussions from whenever I got into being an alder, for the number of BCCs we have, we're limiting people's opportunities from the community to actually serve in various capacities because we just have too many, we have too many going on. And I think if we had a bit more, a bit more like tighter, less rigid structure, and I mean like, tighter in a sense that we have a smaller number, and less rigid, meaning we have more opportunities for like people with lived experiences to be on these committees. A lot of the committees are stacked with folks who are a bit more well off, who are often white, and there's not, sometimes there's just not room for new people to get on some of these in some of these spaces. And I would love to see what happens when this, if this committee is dissolved, the energy or the charge of this committee, for example, is wrapped up into the one that also includes, I think, older adults and whatever the committee is called that works on like on nonprofit funding, for example. So yeah, that's my long 2 cents take, having had coffee, the last cup of coffee at like 10 o'clock. AM.
Thank you.
Thanks. I guess one distinction, and I think your observation or the feeling of like relevance is sort of definitely like what this we struggle with here, because if people aren't sending us referrals or suggesting agenda items, and no committee member is coming, saying we really need to do this. Not saying that hasn't ever happened, because it has, but if it's not happening in a effective, consistent way, what are we doing? I think I personally think that it's different to have staff meetings and one-on-one meetings as an elected official with a stakeholder or staff than a public forum. A public forum, if there's things on the agenda that people care about, they come and they will talk to you and give input on those things. And so, like, we did have, I think, more engagement when we were, working on some things like driver's ed, for example. And so I do think, like, it's a little bit of a chicken and egg thing when you're not working on something, when somebody doesn't, want to see you as relevant or want to bring an item there, then, it's not going to go there and nobody's going to come talk about it, and you're not going to weigh in on it. So, anyway, but we don't have another joint city county school committee talking about these issues together in a public forum, which is just the reality. And that doesn't mean that this should stay for that reason. And there's a reason I drafted that letter so we could move this conversation forward deliberately. But I would recognize with the dissolution the loss of that opportunity, not knowing where it would take place otherwise. So yeah, Nichelle.
Thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to say I appreciate Sabrina's comments, and what I heard is kind of a general question, I think, for any of the electeds on this body, which is, what will this committee help me accomplish in my respective role and within my respective kind of governmental entity? How is it relevant? And what evidence do we have of like getting things done? And that's my own paraphrase, right? But I think even going back to the example, Heidi, that you just used about driver's ed, right? That year we had at the school district some additional ESSER funds. I put in a budget amendment to invest in additional driver's education. Brought that to this committee because we were all sharing kind of budget priorities. And that opened up a really great opportunity for us to do some deeper learning as a committee about how many students actually have access to driver's ed. We learned that behind the wheel was the big block. We learned more about how driver's ed is funded. And we even had a state, our state representative at the time, their staff come in and share some information. For me, though, as a school board member, I felt like I didn't necessarily need the committee to get that through on a budget. I had the support of my board colleagues, and the staff gave me the research that I needed at MMSD, and the budget amendment went through, right? It didn't necessarily directly impact the county, although I think there were some nice connections to the county around other investments that have been made in driver's education. And then less so, I think, for the city alders. We had some momentum just around that topic, and then once we realized a state bill had been passed, then it was kind of like, we're waiting for what's going to happen at the state, right? And then we kind of lost momentum in terms of knowing what can we accomplish How do we keep this relevant, and what more can we do? And so, whether it's been driver's ed, internet access for youth, youth who are homeless, I feel like there's been a number of topics that are complex, meaty, definitely have direct ties to the district, the city, and the county. But once we've gotten the information and we've done a deeper dive, it doesn't always feel like there's something actionable for us to do with the information, other than making a general recommendation back to our respective bodies around prioritizing this in our budget, and making it a priority. So I think there's merit in that, but it hasn't, it's been hard to say that we have fulfilled some task of the committee, even when we've had like really good meaty topics that have intersection across our three bodies. So, yeah, that I just wanted to add that.
Thanks, Michelle. Yeah, Sabrina, and then Linda.
I'm be very brief because I see Dr. Vakunta has her hand up. But I just wanted to add, I think I was trying to get at this, but just like I'll be honest, if the letter is posted, I haven't had a chance to look at it because it's been a day. But like in the letter, including like not losing parts of what the charge of this committee would be, like in other committees where it would fit. But I just keep thinking about like what is the evolution of this? Like just thinking about that versus trying to keep what is, thinking about the evolution of this committee.
Thanks, Serena. And then maybe after Linda, if staff could you share screen and bring the letter up on the screen if people haven't had the chance to view it? Thanks. Linda?
Sure.
Thank you, Chair. Sabrina actually kind of took the words out of my mouth. But I think what I was thinking about as I was listening to everybody talk and thinking about some of the conversations we've had before, it almost seems as if, we've sp spoken to all the executives, the superintendent, the mayor, the county exec, and we've not come up with anything substantial on the way forward. And the line that keeps coming to my head is, it's okay to let this go and see if you miss it, how much you miss it, and in which ways you miss it. I think it's almost as if we're in the mud and we're trying to figure it out and we're just not figuring it out. And maybe it's okay for us to step back and just let it be and see if we really miss it. And maybe we come back in a few years and, we'll be residents in the city. We'll come back and say, you know what? I think we really need this for this particular reason. But I just think we're like going around in circles right now. So, yeah.
I hear that. Okay, are we able to get the oh, Joanne.
Yes,
Oh,
thank
you're on
you.
mute. Oh, there you go.
I'm going back to something that Michelle said, and I'm also mindful of what Martha was saying, as well as what Sabrina was saying, in terms of challenges, And when I think about challenges, I'm also reminded of this committee, seemingly to me, has many, many lanes that are out there, but we haven't as yet defined or addressed whether or not there is an intersect between all of these lanes. Now, I say that because when I think about city and counties schools, granted, yes, homelessness amongst our youth is a problem. It's an issue. It's a challenge. But I also know that there are other issues. And I'm not just looking at these at youth within the K through 12 pipeline now. I'm thinking about, are we preparing our kids to exit this pipeline? And if so, what kinds of issues, concerns, or things that they need in order to be successful are not being addressed in K through 12 schools now. So, and a big thing to me, is our kids are distracted, with cell phones and things like that. I think about kids that are graduating, they have no knowledge of financial literacy. Now, I know that within the school district, et cetera, that different schools handle it in different ways. I ask the question, why? Now, if you had to, let's say, take 5 minutes to think about issues and priorities, concerns, challenges, what are those issues that you would list as being very, very important? How would you prioritize it from 1 through 5? And then ask the question, does it fall within the purview of the city? Does it fall within the purview of the county? And or is there a clash between the two? Because I know very, very little about the progress of this committee, what it has done, over the years. But when I think about an opportunity to begin to address some of the issues that are out there, then I ask, is this the right committee to do it? So I'm torn, I'll be honest with you. But I do know that there are issues and there are concerns that somebody needs to begin to address. And who is a question mark? Thank you.
Thanks, Joanne. I should have asked for this for a while ago, but before we all started talking, but does someone want to make a motion to that the letter be finalized and sent so that we can further discuss this? Okay, and maybe take action. All right. Yeah, Brenda, is that your hand for a motion? Is there a
Motion
second?
for dissolution. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll second from Sabrina.
Okay. And just to be clear, we would make this recommendation to the council, who would then have the authority to essentially delete the committee from ordinance or, render it inactive or whatever.
Just
And
point of
so
order, real quick.
that's what we would be communicating. Yeah, Tark.
So Brenda's motion, was your motion for dissolution, or was your motion to finalize the letter and send that out to the respective bodies? Because those are two different things.
Oh, whatever Heidi said previously for the letter component of that, whatever we need to vote on to move forward.
Okay, so
And
then,
in the letter is this recommendation
right.
for the
Are you guys?
recommendation? Yes, to dissolve. To dissolve.
So I'll just record the motion as motion to finalize the letter and send it out to the respective bodies.
To be dissolved, yes.
To be dissolved. Okay.
And there was a second from Sabrina. Okay.
Do you want me to continue to share this or?
I or folks, you all should have gotten in your email. It's also linked in Legistar. But I don't know. I've got it, but if others want it up, to keep it up, that's fine with me.
Does anyone want me to keep it up?
Nope. I grabbed it, so I'm good.
Okay. Thanks. All
Can
right.
you?
Brenda, do you want to speak to the motion? No? Okay. I will speak to it because I think part of what the goal was for me with this letter is to create somewhat of a record of why and what. Because I felt like if we just like went away with just because and we continued to look like we were meeting but not meeting or whatever, it would just not feel right. I wanted some kind of closure, some place for people to go if they're like, why isn't there a committee like this in a couple years? And then they look and they're like, oh, maybe we should try to do things a little differently, if we do it, restart something like that. And I also wanted to give
these other bodies a chance to let us know if they think we really shouldn't do that, and if they have ideas about a different sort of charge or support, or they are really motivated to work on it, and maybe they want to seek an appointment or something like that. I don't expect that to happen because it didn't happen last time we surveyed electeds, really, other than just a acknowledgement of the potential. So that was sort of the intent behind it, because we've been having this circular sort of conversation, as Linda mentioned, for a while now, and it's not the first time it's happened with the history of the committee. So other comments? Yes, Nichelle.
I just wanted to say, since joining this committee as an elected and co-chairing it with you, Heidi, I just want to thank you for all of the attention, and care that you have given this committee, the seriousness in which you have brought to the chair and co-chair role. I feel like, as a county board supervisor who I know is also very busy, you have put a lot of energy into nurturing this committee. You've been excellent at drafting budget recommendations, draft letters, and even the time that you took to draft this letter around the history of the committee and a recommendation to dissolve. I just wanted to thank you in this forum to because I feel like you've put a lot in and you've been a big part of like the glue holding the committee together. As I shared with you in a planning meeting for this committee that if I were to represent how I feel about the path forward for this committee in a pie chart, my 75 to 80% of my pie chart would be for dissolution. And that 15 to 20% where I want to remain hopeful about what could be possible is that very, very small sliver. Just because I think there are amazing people on this committee, but the amazingness of the people on the committee doesn't still fix the function. And so I just want to thank you publicly for all of your hard work and I think we move forward in my recommendation with sending the letter out and then getting clear about the next step.
Thanks, Michelle. And you have given a lot of time and attention to this committee as well. So it was very kind of you to say that. And I do appreciate your efforts tremendously, and that of our staff and a lot of folks who've served here. I did have a couple questions, but Brenda, you go first, and then I'll get to some couple just logistical questions.
Sure, I don't have much to say. I just want to echo what Nichelle just said about you, Heidi, and your work. I feel like everything you touch is with intentionality. So thank you for doing that and being just intentional at everything you do in the spaces that you move in. So thank you.
Thanks. I mean, it feels like a big failure in a lot of ways here, but at the same time, it is what it is. And we just need to,
Not a
accept
failure at
some
all.
things sometimes. So, anyway, Martha.
I just wanted to just pipe in because, like, this is the first committee that I've been to being on the board, and it's seemingly the last of it, so, in some sense. But at the same time, like, I have been something that I wanted to see more activity in for when I was coming in. The reason I even ran in the first place was because I wanted more communication. And so I've been a board member who has been reading every single email and responding and getting out in schools and stuff like that. And I hear a lot of stuff. So if this gets dissolved, like I wonder how, where is the connection for the people that are reaching out that are just residents of the city, for the people that have questions that are from alders and things like that? I know there's different ways to do workarounds, but how do you keep that connection going for the stuff that is still going on and for the people that are reaching out and
Yeah, thanks for that, Martha. I think that's a good point and something for us to consider. I will say, I think one factor that I think leads to, I don't know if it's like awkwardness or just like sometimes a stagnant feeling in this forum is that like we have so many entities represented and we don't have official authority. And I think there's like this, like, I don't want to say cloud because that sounds like the wrong word, but it's like it's a blanketing sort of deference to everyone that feels like it's like people I think are uncomfortable, you know, passing a motion telling any one body to do anything. And at the same time, it's been very difficult for us to also implement doing one thing altogether from here, you know? So it's just I feel like there's, you know, there's separations of powers things that play out between the county board and the county executive, for example, right? Or the council and the mayor maybe, or the superintendent and the school board. And we're used to having those things happen in our own environments, you know, in a school board meeting or in letters or what conversations there. But when we're all in the same place, I think it's just like the culture has not been one in which we've gotten into like grittier sort of challenging questions. And that like there are those things that exist out there, you know, but this has been a hard place to like maybe even have that in a productive way and then carry something from that. But I hear you, and I do think like Linda said, if this does get dissolved, you know, there will be, I don't know if we'll miss this, but like there's still a need, right, for more of additional communication, collaboration among our bodies on these areas. And we don't have a real coordinated approach to that. This is kind of a place. It just hasn't been very effective. So I'm totally open to thinking about what might work better, you know, and if there was to be reformed or redone in a different way, like what that how that could look in the future. But anyway, I appreciate your sentiment, and I do apologize. I know how it feels to have a conversation like this at your at an early meeting of your participation, which isn't great. Any other comments? I guess I had a couple questions. One is do we want any other prompts? I kind of gave like, please let us know if you object to this, but don't just say object. I mean, people say object. Like, I think that I expect we would have maybe another meeting if, you know, to discuss any feedback we received and then, you know, take a formal action to communicate dissolution or not. But I do think, I don't know. I don't know how people feel about that, but I did sort of want to give that opportunity because a lot of people I've talked with still, in the last election cycle anyway, thought, well, we should really make that something good and not just kill it. So, Mary.
I just have a question of Robert's rules. I know Brenda has to leave
Okay.
momentarily and she made the motion. Is there an issue if the person making the motion is no longer present when a vote happens? I don't know that detail of Robert's rules.
I don't think there's a problem
I don't think so.
before the
Okay.
body.
Yeah.
But
Okay.
if you want to substitute somebody else for Brenda, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't think that has ever been an issue, so not that I knew of.
Okay. Just wanted to be sure because I remember you said something about 6:30. So sorry to interrupt. Back to the
I do need
prompts.
to jump off. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Brenda. Yeah, are there any other questions or additions or changes that folks would like to see? And I mean, we can talk about that, I suppose, after we pass the motion, but it doesn't sound like anybody's looking for any major changes or there's any motions to amend the letter at this time. Okay, we can just delete that part that says insert additional prompts here. All right. Okay, I'm not seeing any other hands. Oh, Nichelle, go ahead.
My one question is right now in the letter, it says we are qu accordingly writing to give you notice that we intend to recommend d dissolution of the committee. Should you object to the committee's dissolution, please reach out to us via email at blank. Is there an email that we're pointing people to? Would that be to Madeline or,
I'm not aware of the committee having an email. Some
Yeah,
committees
I
may
know.
have emails, but I don't know if this one does.
I think at one point I was told that there is an email, but it's never been shared or used that I'm aware of.
Oh.
And it probably is like education committee or something. It's
Yeah,
like
but if I can, that's something I could find out if there is an email and we could put that in there, and then also who and how that would be checked. I could work that out with Madeline. Otherwise, it could potentially be Madeline's email, and then she sends out that communication to the entire committee. I think it would.
I think what was I gonna say? If there's no substantive changes that this body's recommending, I think Nichelle and I could work with staff to deal with some of those more clerical type questions that don't change the, content of the letter, if that makes sense to folks. That's typically how we do things here at the committee. So all right, well, I'm not seeing any other hands. Is there any objection to unanimous approval of the motion? And that is totally fine if there is. We should note it for the record.
And
Martha, you want to object?
I just feel like I need to recuse or something because I don't have I don't have the history behind it, and I have too much energy that would want to do something else. So
That makes total sense. Do you want to be noted as abstaining or do you want to just be noted as voting no?
I'd say abstaining just
Okay.
because I am open for
Yeah.
conversation.
That makes sense. Okay. So Martha abstaining, everybody else voting in favor of the motion. I'm not seeing any hands. Then the motion carries, and then we will work on getting that out. And I think one way or another, we will communicate. I guess, well, and we can talk about this. Maybe we want to give people a deadline for replying to us based on the letter. Maybe we say, by the end of September, or within 2 weeks, or something like that. But I think we can make that adjustment with staff. But I think if we don't get any feedback, it might be that we are just then going ahead and communicating the dissolution to these folks, just confirming that to the council. If we do get maybe some substantive feedback, I think then we'd probably want to circle back here and see what we do from that. But I don't know. That's just kind of my off the cuff thoughts on it. Yeah, Nichelle.
Yeah, not to belabor this, but so once we figure out how the email is being distributed, my thinking is our standing committees are also on our regular Board of Education meeting agenda. So my thinking is at least for the school board, when we have our regular meeting on August 25th, I would be discussing the letter and finding out if there were any objections or clarifying questions from the board at our meeting. I don't know if for the council, because it's much larger, and even the county board, is there a place where representatives from this committee can also alert or bring attention to other electeds that, like, hey, I'm on this committee. We're recommending dissolution. Does anybody object or have questions? Like, I don't know if there's a format because I don't know how many people read their emails and
Right,
will respond.
Sabrina.
Yeah, I mean, I think we meet again, what, September something? I can't remember, but I don't know. I think at CCEC, I'll bring it up, like in new business, like the Common Council Executive Committee. We meet just once a month, so I could definitely bring it up there and kind of alert people to it because where the BCC conversation normally shows up on our agenda, or we may talk about it, you know, in new business or new agenda items, for example. So I could bring it up there
That
and
makes sense. Thank
decide as
you.
a group if they want to have a
Yeah.
conversation at Common Council.
There's not really a spot like that unless we were to put it on under a special matter, which we potentially could do in September. But at a minimum, what I would do is make an announcement that kind of just summarizes the letter and directs people to look for the email. And then follow up. That's probably how I would handle it. Anyway. All right. So motion carries. Any further thoughts on that discussion? If not, I think that's all we got. Yeah, Nichelle.
Yeah, Heidi, I was just going to say, based on kind of the various cadences of our respective meetings, then we may want to give people time into September
Yeah.
to respond just by the time they actually realize the email is out. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense to me too. Great. Well, if there's no other business, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Moved by Serena, second by Linda. Is there any objection to adjournment? Not seeing any objections. We're adjourned. Nichelle, Tark, and Mary, can we just stay on real quick? Okay. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you.
Everyone.
All right.
And then do we want to stop recording?
Yes, thank you.